Welcome to the In Preaching Podcast, the weekly online and radio devotional inspired by Christian hymns. This 45th episode is inspired by the hymn, Savior Like a Shepherd, Lead Us. Please listen and share the blessings of this podcast with others. And now our host, Olufemi Oguntokun.
Thank you very much for joining us once again. I recently came across a thought-provoking short analysis on Twitter. In that tweet, the user asked Christians to pause for a bit to consider that the Bible seems to teach the very opposite of what the world tells us is right or proper or beneficial. For example, popular wisdom says to us, love yourself, while the Bible says, love your God. There are two different things. Again, the world says seek pleasure, but the Bible says deny yourself. For our meditation today, the one I wish to emphasize is this. While the world says follow your heart, the Bible says follow your God and His word. Stated differently, the world says to us, take charge of your life, be in control. But the Bible says to us, surrender your life to God. And the Bible is right. The Bible is right. And to my mind, the compelling logical reason to give God absolute leadership over our lives is the truth captured in Psalm 100 verse 3. The NIV says, know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us. We are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. But I actually love the New King James Version better. It says, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. You see, everything, and I mean everything, flows from that truth. The truth that God made us, that we did not make ourselves, and that we are merely sheep in His pasture. Everything flows from this truth, and they are wise who do not rebel against this truth. Those who do not rebel against this truth are wise, and they are also blessed. They are blessed who surrender leadership to God through Christ. This imbrother is one of such people. In the humility and total surrender informed by true wisdom, he says to the Savior, please lead us. Lead us like a shepherd leads his flock. Lead us because we need you, because we need your tender care. How a shepherd leads his flock? With the rod and the staff. With the rod he corrects and sometimes punishes, and with the staff it leads to not where the sheep wants to go, but to where he, the shepherd, has predetermined. Are you ready to be so led? Are you ready to be led by the rod and by the staff and to Christ's own predetermined purpose for your life? Are you ready to be so led? You'll be wise to do so. You know why? Because He made you. You did not make yourself. Because before you were formed in your mother's womb, He knew you. Because all the days ordained for you were written in His book before you lived the first day of your life. Psalm 139 verse 16. So wisdom says, submit to your maker. Surrender to your God. Like this hymn writer, let your declaration be the chorus of total surrender. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us, thine we are. And what is more, it is not only wise, it is also a blessing. It is such a blessing to be a member of the flock of Christ. First, He is the good shepherd. And I emphasize the good. He is the good shepherd. John 10:11. He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And in John 10:14 to 15, he said again, I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep and they know me. You see, He is such a good and loving shepherd that He died for you, and through His death, you have unfettered access to God and forgiveness for your sins. Again, He is such a good and loving shepherd that He calls His sheep by name. He knows your name, brother. He knows you by name, sister. Every day, He calls out to you. He calls out to you lovingly by name, saying, Olatubosun, Johnson, Tolu, Muiwa, Kaminda, Femi, Bumi, he says to you, I have come that you may have life and that you may have it to the full. Yes, yes, he calls you by name, Afolabi. He calls you by name, Mary, Deomi, Oye, Sheyi, Bolale, Tope, John, Tom, Bradley, Kemi, Fisola, Ni, Catherine, Laide. He calls you by name, saying, let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. Indeed, to that man, to that lady, to that woman, that boy and that girl who has joined the flock and surrendered to Christ's shepherdship, he says in Psalm 91, I will rescue you. I will protect you. When you call on me, I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and honor you. With long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. Take these words to the bank. Take these words to the bank. They cannot fail. What assurance. What blessed assurance from the shepherd who is alive and in total control. No wonder this hymn writer says, blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, early let us turn to thee. Blessed Jesus, early let us turn to thee. Dear listener, turn to your shepherd early. Turn to your shepherd early, join the fold of Christ, and if you are so turned, stay with him and never wander away from the flock. For I assure you, when you have surrendered the leadership of your life to this shepherd, when you have surrendered the leadership of your life to Jesus Christ, the great shepherd, and you have not wandered away from the fold, you will find that under the shepherdship of Christ, you shall not lack. Christ, the great shepherd, will make you lie down in green pastures. He will lead you beside the still waters. He will restore your soul and lead you in the paths of righteousness. And in those scary moments when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he will walk with you and abide with you so much so that you will have no fear. And when he corrects you with the rod or redirects your step with the staff, you will find that it's all for your good, and that realization will comfort your soul. In the midst of challenges, and in spite of Satan, the enemy of your soul, and in spite of the human agents used by Satan, your shepherd Jesus Christ will give you abundance and will promote you and anoint you with the oil of healing, the oil of forgiveness, and the oil of promotion and goodness and mercy. So much so that all the days of your life, you will always desire to be fully surrendered to your shepherd, being merely a sheep in the fold. And joining the other blessed members of the flock, you will forever sing, saying, blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us, love us still. Blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us, love us still. Pray for listeners who have not yet answered the call of the shepherd. Please grant that they will know no rest until they come to the blessed fellowship of the fold of Christ. And grant, O Lord, that those of us who have joined the fellowship will never wander away, and that every moment of our lives we will experience anew the joy and the blessing of surrendering to the leadership of Christ. We ask in faith and in the name of our Lord and our Savior.
Amen. For the best listening experience, we recommend that you download any of these three applications. The SoundCloud app, which is available on all mobile platforms, the Apple Podcast on iOS devices, and the Google Podcast applications. Search for In Preaching, subscribe, follow, or like our page. Also, the devotional book by our host, The Pilgrim's Joy, is still available. Please call or email for your free copy. The In Preaching podcast is produced by the Gospel Bell Support TV, a platform dedicated to engaging contemporary culture with the mind of Christ. Please feel free to contact us on 234-803-331-3632 or send a mail to info@thegospelbells.com. God bless you.